Statehood. Illinois' leaders and settlers began to push for statehood in 1817. At this time, they did not have enough residents for statehood, but creative census-taking made their numbers seem higher. Originally, the state would have been only two-thirds of its current size, but Nathaniel Pope, Illinois' representative in Washington, recognized the benefit of having a port on Lake Michigan. So on December 3, 1818, Illinois became a state, including some of Lake Michigan's shoreline and the current site of Chicago. This gave farmers a port for shipping their products. Kaskaskia was the first state capital, though it was soon moved to Vandalia to be more central to the expanding population of Illinois. Illinois' cheap and productive land attracted immigrants from other parts of the U.S., who began to plow the prairies and even drain the swamps, taking advantage of the rich, fertile soil that makes Illinois part of the Corn Belt. Other immigrants later came from overseas, especially England, Germany, and Scandinavia. The hunger for land encouraged many to press into what little Indian land was left in Illinois, resulting in conflicts. In the Black Hawk War of 1832, the U.S. Army drove out the Sauk and Fox Indians, who had displaced the Illiniwek and were some of the last native people in Illinois. Settlers rapidly took over their lands. Oxen, cows, horses, pigs, and sheep replaced bison, deer, and bears, and corn and wheat grew instead of tall prairie grasses.